Well, Marlon Davidson is kindly with us, co-leader of the Greens. I tell you what, everyone's thrown out the lollies already, Marlon, but, you know, we've seen a few electoral cycles. Maybe we should just, since we need to read through them. Welcome once again to Ahine. It's always good to have a yarn with you. Kia ora tō atu.
Ata Marie, good morning, Dale. Really good to have a kōrero with you.
Okay, well, I'm not going to ask a question. What do you want to say to the peeps today? Come on, give it. Give it there, Marama D.
Register to vote. You collectively have the power to get rid of this government, but not just get rid of them. Put in place one that properly upholds fertility, that makes sure that everyone has what they need to live a good life, rather than just championing profits for the corporate and the wealthy few, and collectively, particularly our te ao Māori people, we have that collective power. That's what I'm going to keep saying, Dale.
The coalition agreement seems to now supersede the treaty or even legislation. What does that say to the New Zealand public, and how do you react to that, that the coalition agreement is something akin to the gospel?
I think, again, it's a sign that they're just trampling all over us. And the treaty protects us from corporate power. It protects us from just selling everything off, privatising everything. And that's what this government are doing. That's what they have continued to do, and that's why they are trying to get rid of the treaty everywhere they possibly can. I think we've seen the coalition parties also are now vying for the racist vote. They're all thinking, oh, yep, there's a couple of points there. There's some percentage that we can pick up. So they're going to continue to try to distract our people and blame and point the blame at whether it's migrants, immigrants, but, you know, immigrants of colour, you know, that's who they're targeting and that's who they're pointing at, whether it's trans people, rainbow people. They're continuing to point the finger at Māori, always, at low-income people. That's constant distraction away from the fact that we do not properly tax wealth and tap into the resources that we've got so that we can invest it into public services and things that people and communities really need. Stay focused, Eddie. We don't let politicians distract you away from where the real fault lies with us having poverty and homelessness. It lies with letting the wealthier get wealthier and stay focused.
Tēnā koe. What are you making of Goldsmith? He sort of casually says, oh yeah, we're going to change all these 19 pieces of legislation. The treaty principles bill by stealth, as many are calling these changes. Again, we're used to assaults on Māori issues from the coalition government. But what are you making of his role as the Minister of Justice and how he transgresses what our people, Māori, are expecting from our parliamentary system? How would you rate his performance in the role he has, including the Minister for Treaty Settlements?
That's an absolute takahi, on we can't let that happen, people. We cannot let that happen, and we do not have to tolerate this. And I think it's such hypocrisy, Dale, because I was privileged to speak on a treaty settlement bill, three actually combined bills last week for iwi. And, you know, you saw MPs from across the House stand up and speak to the breaches and the injustices and the generosity of Māori and wanting to find settlement and the deep grievances that Māori has against the Crown. And you heard National MPs, New Zealand First MPs, even ACT MPs get up and speak to these grievances. And yet they continue to breach Te Tiriti. So it's real hypocrisy. It's frustrating. But again, we don't have to let that happen. We really, really don't. And we know that this coalition government have attempted to suppress voting, to make it harder to vote. That's a clear message for our people that there is power in voting. And once again, get ourselves ready, get registered, get ourselves ready to take that power back.
Māori versus the Crown, it's a term we use in the letter to describe what? The Crown. I mean, it's a nice convenient throwaway line in the media, but who should we have our gripe with? I mean, we have just got our Queenie Ho, Ngāwahonui Te Pō. We saw pictures of her with King Charles. I mean, is he the Crown? Or is it the history that we have been subjected to that we challenge? It's a nice convenient sort of sounding word. Who do you describe? Or how would you describe the Crown?
The Crown are political parties in government who continue to have the power to set the rules. And I wanted to say, you know, Te Tiriti is part of how we ensure that everyone can have affordable power and kai and homes, that everyone can have healthy nature and protect our waters and our soils, that everyone can have power and decisions that are made for the many instead of just for the few. And Te Tiriti is the pathway to that. And so that's just political decisions, Dale, just political decisions. It's not the king. It's not the king in England. These are just political decisions made by politicians in government, in power. So therefore, we can see then that we can demand different political decisions. The Greens would make different political decisions that ensure that people can live affordable lives, that we uphold Te Tiriti, that we protect Te Tau. That's all it is. We don't have to mystify it. It's simply political decisions made by people who get put into government, and collectively we can change that.
Tēnā koe, we're seeing the immigration issue become a hot topic. Winston leaned in on it yesterday, criticising all and sundry for the amount of people who've come in to call New Zealand home. Māori do have some concerns, I would sense. But what's the Green attitude to immigration, and what are you making of the political rhetoric that we're witnessing around the issue as we build forward to November?
Let me be really, really clear. It is not immigrants who are the cause of Māori missing out on houses or jobs or not being able to afford kai, and it's not immigrants who are responsible for the generations of poverty and homelessness and unemployment. That is just political decision making, that whether or not we had people coming to our beautiful country, we would still find politicians making decisions to end public housing contracts in South Auckland, for example, which is what my people here are facing. Those are the decisions that can be different. We can instead ramp up public housing, affordable housing, invest in ensuring that everyone has a home. I really urge our people to understand that it is not migrants that are taking your job or your housing or your income or your affordable kai. Those are politicians who are doing that. And even if we were to say stop migration, stop immigration, our people would still suffer because politicians could still choose to privatise public housing. So turn our attention instead to billionaires, corporates, the wealthy few who are donating to New Zealand First and ACT and National, to ensure that those politicians keep them wealthy. That's where our attention needs to remain. And Dale, they're not immigrants. They're not brown immigrants, Dale. So keep our attention focused on where it needs to be to make sure all of our people have housing and affordable kai and what they need to live good lives.
Tēnā koe, just wrapping up, what's on the agenda this week of interest to our listeners and viewers this morning? What's keeping you busy, Manama?
Well, Dale, I'm going to ask Wātea to have a look at my Oxford speech that only just came out from the video. I know I went there last year in November, but we only just got the video out. And I'm really, really proud of it, and I'm going to continue to promote it and get it out there. It's been having incredible feedback, and I'll send it to Wātea.
We'll put it up on our site. I'm just looking at it now.
Put it up.
How come it took so long to come across? Took longer than 6 months at a leaky boat.
Yeah, Dale, and we're struggling to get media pickup, so I'd appreciate Wātea having a look and getting it out for our people to see. I'm going to keep promoting it, Dale, because, you know, everything you just talked about, the feedback from people has been overwhelming. The feedback has been people saying, this is the vision for our country. So I'm shamelessly and unapologetically going to get it out there wherever I can, and I'm going to keep doing that this week. And I'm also looking forward to speaking at Pink Breakfasts over the next weekend or a week or two as well. But it's a second week of a 3-week sitting box, so it's just hardcore mahi in the house, in media, speaking to our priorities, people on planet, and we're going to keep doing that.
Tēnā koe, wonderful to have a kōrero with you each Monday morning. Thanks so much. Have a good week. And kia kaha. Thank you, Marama.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Ngā mihi. Ngā mihi.